Who are you?
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:05. Good stuff from Lance McCullers. He sounds healthy. That's a big plus. How many guys have said that they feel better after Tommy John?
Oh, we've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
We've heard that a lot, and I know he had the tendon that was taken from one area and added, and he kind of went over what it was, but he says he feels great, and he thinks that it's going to be something that has a long-term positive effect on him. And remember now, he's got basically 1.5 years with the Astros. He's got this 60-game season, and he's got a year next year, and then we'll see.
Yeah, I like him to have a big year. I should have asked him. What if I gave him 8 wins right now? Take it? Would you take it?
That's on the high side.
I'd take 8 wins from him right now. Why is that on the high side? He's going to get 12 starts. Why do you think he's not going to win 8 games? What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just going by the numbers.
What?
I think if he had a legitimate over-under total on wins based on – once again, this has to be based on a certain percentage of games being played or a certain amount of starts being made. Well, no. If you don't make it that, then you take the under on most things.
Well, right. No, well, we're going to – okay, it's got to be a 60-game.
Okay, so in 60-game season, I think his win total would be probably 4.5.
Wow.
Well, you got to get
through – 12 starts?
You got to make it all the way through. You got to qualify –
you got to qualify.
You got to stay healthy, and then you got to qualify for
the win.
Well,
if the third starter only gets 4.5, it's under over is 4.5 wins, that's problematic.
Listen, there was a lot of times Zach Greinke had this great performance in New York, didn't even get to five innings.
Well, that's got to change.
And I think that pitch count is something they're going to watch on Lance McCullers. And he typically goes higher.
Well, guess what, though? If 90 is his pitch count and he doesn't get through five, then he's in trouble. But if he's throwing well, he'll easily get 5. And you got to hope that the offense. No, absolutely. But there, guys, third starters can win out of 12 starts, can win 6 games. And quite frankly, in this shortened season, you almost got to have that.
I just think being realistic, not being pie in the sky, being realistic. McCullers really has to, and I love Lance, but being realistic, looking at game logs, there's just not a long history of putting in, the amount of innings that you're used to.
Well, that's one thing. And plus, it's Dusty Baker. We'll see. We'll see how much he
coming off of an arm injury. I don't know if there's anything that's different. Maybe there's nothing different. Maybe they
maybe
treat it the exact same.
Yeah, and maybe he'll be better. They probably won't treat him the same. They've probably got a plan for him we got to watch. We want to make sure we don't overuse him. We got to make sure that he hasn't thrown in quite a while.
It's interesting. I'm looking at his starts, his innings pitched in these games. Now, granted, this was 2018. And remember, he went out in July. Actually, August 22nd is when he went down. He had 4 innings, and then he and then after that, he was in the bullpen in September. Maybe he was out actually in late July. I'm not sure. I can't remember the time frame on it. But in July of 2018, 7 innings, 4 innings, 4 1/3, 5 1/3, which is not great. But in June, it was 6-7, 6-6, 7. So in June, those all qualified.
He was hurting later in the year.
Those all qualified, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those all qualified for him. I think pitch count is going to be the key. For Lance, it's always been about can he locate his fastball early on? Because if he does, if he's got a fastball that he feels confident in, then he can really mix up the hook and the fastball. But everyone knows when he feels a little concerned about location of fastball, he feels extremely good about throwing the curveball. And even if you know curveball's coming, it's hard to hit it because it's so nasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can bang on the trash can and know that that's coming, and he can still get you out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even no, if you're the Yankees, you don't bang on the trash
can. And that's
can.
A, you, but that's the thing. He has a high strikeout
total. You
just signal
the runner on second.
Yeah, you wait until the runner's on second, where that's legal and applauded. That's not cheating.
No, it's absolutely cheating.
It's not cheating. It's only cheating if you do it with a trash can.
That's really cheating. It's really cheating.
No. It's you're going to find out that there's different cheating, John.
No.
There's Yankee cheating and there's Astro cheating. They're totally different.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
There's different types of cheating, the good kind and the really bad kind. The kind that ruins careers. Do you know that the Astros ruined so many careers that year?
Yeah. More than
that one guy with a bad ERA and some probably what they're saying is hundreds of careers were ruined by the Astros in 17.
Well, and he was in Arizona when he got lit up, but that doesn't matter because they set up an elaborate system at an opposing park with cameras.
The Astros are out here costing people their careers. I saw that in an article about this guy named Richard Ronkelstein. I think, or Rimpelheimer.
I don't think that was in it, but it was something like
that. Yeah, and he had been a lifelong minor league pitcher who had struggled, but there was a thought that he was getting ready to break out of it, break out of his 5 ERA, and then the Astros wrecked him, and that was it.
That was it.
And that was it. He never had his chance. He was getting ready to turn the corner, and then he never got his chance because the Astros ruined his career.
Right, in Arizona.
Well, I'm glad you guys have finally acknowledged the reign of terror the Astros placed on baseball.
Yep.
So when they won a World Series, we can drop that asterisk on it, even though they won't be accused of cheating. But we know they've done something illegal.
They're probably because wearing buzzers all over their bodies.
That's who they are.
Is Major League Baseball going to make them go shirtless so that people can make sure there's no buzzers?
Boy, I hope in a game-winning hit, Jose Altuve doesn't get his shirt ripped off. I hope that doesn't happen.
I don't think you're allowed to be within 6 feet.
Yeah, I don't think you can actually do that whole winning dog
you know,
stuff
anymore. I'm watching Korea. They're standing right next to each other. By the way, there's no spit rule in Korea because they spit. And they're standing right next to each other, talking to each other, like close talking. And I'm like, you guys aren't social distancing.
You want to know why Korea is doing that, South Korea is doing that? Because they've had a total of 282 deaths. A total. That's why they're allowed.
A total of how many?
282.
A total of 282.
Yeah.
Yeah. The population's not as big, but they took it serious. They're a more subservient culture. That's if authority says this is what you need to do, they say, okay, we'll do this. And then they won.
And they can play.
And they had a victory.
And they can play sports. Although an article from 3 days ago says Korea can expect a second wave of infections.
Oh, who says that?
The BBC News.
Yeah, well, everyone should, but apparently football's fine. Dr. Fauci, breaking news. And Dell, it's rare that breaking news is such good news, but this is extremely good news. It appears as though Dr. Fauci is saying we should never shake hands ever, ever again. There's really no reason for it.
There's never been a reason for it.
Don't shake hands.
What was the reasoning for it? Because we have a deal, so we're shaking hands. Is that why shaking hands became a thing? It's a show of respect. What is shaking hands?
Yes, shaking hands is a show of mutual respect. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It can be, for some people, it is a friendship thing and a greeting. For other people, it is a show of mutual respect.
I just hope some troll politician goes, you know what we're going to do from now on? We're going to bow to
okay, so that's been out there before. Like, why not bow what the Japanese do as a show of respect?
That's what the Japanese do. We don't do that here, Lance.
But if we did that, it would be, okay, well, this is an alternate way. But it would immediately be jumped on as, this is very problematic. This is outrageous and problematic.
It really depends on who.
What can you do then?
It really depends on who brings the theory or the thought up or the idea up. Does the left bring it up or does the right bring it up? Then we can determine if how wrong or how bad it is.
Well, it's going to be equally bad from one side and equally.
What's the argument if the left brings it up? It's once again, you guys hate America.
It'll be communist China.
Yeah. But it's, even though it's a Japanese thing, if the
I know, but I'm just telling you what it will be.
If the right brings it up,
the right bring it up,
it's appropriating.
It's appropriating.
Yeah,
it's appropriating culture. Oh, yeah. Great! Oh, the racists want to appropriate culture. How shocking!
You've been doing it throughout America's history, and you want to do it again.
Wow! The steps towards communism continue. Now we're bowing.
Although Japan is not a communist country.
Maybe we just cross ourselves. Like in church.
Oh, you're imposing your religion on me now? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, they do it at West Virginia. What?
They do?
Whoa.
At the football coach.
They impose. Oh, they do that.
They do that. Wow.
I'm just going off of what was said.
Wow.
He did issue a heartfelt apology.
I know. I saw it. It looked good. I don't know. I heard something else behind the scenes about that one. I think it may be. I don't think he's going anywhere.
You don't think it's a real deal?
I think it's he was asked, and he even said this in his I heard something yesterday. I read it, and then when I saw his apology, I think that what I saw was accurate, that he was asked why he didn't. I think there was a player who was also upset why he didn't speak out against racism on his social media platform. Like if there's omission, then
again,
you're guilty.
Don't take a knee and find out how that works out.
Because he said players asked me why, and he said I thought Coach Brown spoke for the whole team when he spoke. I didn't think I had to say something individually. I don't think he's getting fired.
Oh man, don't take a knee. See how it works out for you, people. 916 ESPN 975 7378037776
ESPN 975 You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, according to The Athletic, Sam Amick, multiple general managers in basketball are fearful of what will happen when 22 teams and hundreds of personnel are together in Orlando. In fact, many say they are terrified for all the people involved and also fear this will damage the NBA's reputation. Quote, if the cases keep spiking in Florida, things are going to happen, one GM said via The Athletic. I'm really, really concerned for the league, big picture-wise, in many, many ways. Notably, one of the 10 general managers polled by The Athletic, 7 top executives remained cautiously optimistic on Monday for the NBA's return. But even among those who express optimism, there still remains a great level of uncertainty. Quote, uncomfortable, how can anyone not be, a fourth GM said to The Athletic. A lot of uncertainty. I know all the proper measures are being taken, but there is still a lot of unknown. You know and I know we are playing for the money. If not that, do you really think we would be playing? I get it, and I'm in, but with hesitation. When it is all said and done, this is truly, I mean, it is for the money, but obviously, I don't think it's in a selfish way. They're doing it for their the structure of their basketball economy. And you can't blame them for wanting to do it. You can't blame them for not wanting to do it. It's, you know, I get it.
Do you guys really feel like, okay, if they try to do this and we get some positives, do you really feel like it's going to hurt their reputation?
I don't. But it also speaks to the fact that the NBA is very conscious of their reputation with the general public right now.
I mean, it's not as if players, and we've seen it, whether it be because they weren't quarantining themselves or it just happened, it's not as if players before even entering what the NBA's protocols haven't already got it. Two Kings have it at least, or maybe even three. Buddy Hield, Alex Lynn, I think there's one other, I forgot his name, or Jabari Parker. We have a Jokic who has it, and there's a picture of him, skinny Jokic, so you know it's current.
Yeah, even said he was standing next to a guy with coronavirus, and then it comes out he got it.
And apparently, I don't know if I have to look at the picture, but there's also a picture of him hanging out with Djokovic, the tennis player.
Really?
So I have to look and see if that's skinny Jokic or not. So these guys are getting it during their normal activities. So I understand the caution because they're playing a sport, they're breathing hard. But from people who have read it, and the NBA has consulted with their people and health officials, they've done everything possible to make that particular environment safe outside of, I guess, making sure Disney employees are locked in with them, which they haven't done as of yet. So I don't know how these players are living their lives outside of the bubble. They could be in more danger living their normal lives than they would be in a relatively closed environment.
We brought up a while ago, Dell, I'm just taking Saban, for example. Mac Jones tests positive. He feels okay. Asymptomatic. No big deal. Mac Jones, they're playing Auburn, and Mac Jones tests positive. What does Nick Saban do?
I would like to hope that Saban, after all the titles, would be like, you know what, I have another 5-star backup, so I'll just play him.
No. Let's say it's Trevor Lawrence. Because you don't have anybody.
Sorry.
Well, Clemson has a 5-star backup, too, but that's just because of Clemson.
Yeah, but he ain't Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence ain't taking chances.
Yeah, he'll just say, I'm not playing. I'm going to the league anyway.
I got the league going.
I won a title already.
Dabo already had to deal with racism claims.
Well, how about this? Trevor Lawrence doesn't feel great. Trevor Lawrence has got a little fever, but he's not. Should I get tested, Coach? Nah, you're okay, Trevor.
I don't think any coach can fade the. We're going to ignore your COVID or potential COVID.
That puts you. If it comes out, you got major.
You got major problems.
You could be. That could be a fireable offense.
I'm going to see the results before anybody else. Doc, I want to see the results first. Okay,
But if a player rats you out, it's on.
We know players will talk now.
Well, guess what? The player don't know because Nick got him first.
So you're gonna cover it up and say, everything's fine.
Everything's good.
I got the report.
No test. Oh, look, zero positive tests. Look at us.
Well, if the player feels still sick after playing the game, the player might start to question, you sure that test wasn't positive?
Well, how about the player goes, I'm feeling a little sick, but I ain't telling nobody.
That's a possibility, but I don't think a coach can get away with having a player test it and then not giving the player the results.
Okay, the player says, I feel fine. No, you don't have to test me.
And we have the results here. You do not have COVID-19.
And then the guy dances like a Maury thing. Yeah.
Look, a player could do what he wants to avoid not being tested, but if he does want to get tested, there is no way you cannot provide him with the results.
Is there anyone right now at ESPN or any of the networks that broadcast college football or pro football or just pro sports? Like, you know, listen, I know this is a little bit macabre, but I've thought of something that we can potentially do that has some branding opportunities. We could tie some advertising to it. What if we have live COVID results for players and tests maybe before a season starts? Make it kind of like a selection committee show. I know it's different, but we do live results. Like, and you'll see players sitting around on TV or on Zoom where they're all sitting, or players will be for a particular team will be, you know, spaced out. And they say, you know, Arkansas, no COVID results, and the place goes crazy. I'm just thinking maybe we have a COVID show, a selection committee type of test result show.
There are a couple things here. You can tie it in. Certainly sports gambling would like to know if guys have it beforehand. So the gambling lobby might be all for that.
Yeah.
And also players, if you want to get into this weird thing where we're turning it into an entertainment thing, you don't think people would gamble on number of positive test results per team?
Oh, 100. They'd right now be tracking absolutely. Clemson. Like, okay, Clemson's already had a big spike, so you got to have to move the number. You got to move the number down. You got to have to move the number
Can
down.
A gambling site get away with that?
Will that be allowed? Oh, yeah. Gambling sites get away with anything and everything. You can't fade it.
The internet
can't come for a gambling site.
The under on positive tests for a team, like, hey, Florida State's, they're in Florida, and even University of Florida is in Gainesville, where that county is susceptible. I don't know that. I'm just saying. can you bet on the number of tests the University of Florida has for their football team?
So here's the thing. They like controlled environments where they know what the number of tests is going to be and things like that. But they put out – gambling sites put out information on – they put out over-unders on the Wonderlic scores for quarterbacks now and actually other positions. But they'll put out – some gambling sites will put it out for quarterbacks, and they have to wait to see if they leak. That's the only way they can do it because the numbers don't officially come out. Usually the guy who has it is the guy who is in Green Bay who's at the Athletic now. Bob, what is his name? He gets everything from the scouts. Bob, I think his name is Bob. I have to remember the name. Remember, he was a beat writer for the Packers for years, and he was in Green Bay, and now he's with the Athletic. I'll think of it in a second. But he gets all the stuff from the scouts. He gets scores.
I know who you're talking about.
It's Bob McGinn.
There you go.
There it is.
Bob McGinn like leaks it out in some of his scouting reports of play that he's getting from scouts, and that's when they become official for these gambling sites. So yeah, do I think they'd put numbers on that? Yes. 100% they would put numbers on that. I have no doubt. If there were COVID tests, an official COVID test day for every NFL team or every NBA team or whatever the case would be, 100%. They would be putting out numbers.
Yeah. When we come back, Del, I want to play this woman talking to the city council, the Palm Beach County Council, and see what your people are all about.
This should be sponsored by
my people.
Floridians?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not from Palm Beach County. I grew up in Belize.
Floridian. Florida.
No,
you're Florida.
They're different parts of Florida.
Yeah.
Like Florida man.
The panhandle ain't the same as Miami. Different parts.
If you're from Texas, you're from Texas.
And by the way,
Florida.
And by the way, I'm from California. I grew up in Los Angeles.
You're claiming. See how
old you are.
Why do you always pretend like I don't always do that? I was from 0 to 2 in Florida, and I spent the rest of my time in California.
Wait a minute. I thought you were a Florida guy.
No, I was born there, but I grew up in California.
We can find some California weirdo, too.
Oh, yeah, because Texas isn't full of them either, yeah.
No, right.
City council.
You're a Texan now, Del.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Del.
I will fight that.
Too late. You got here as fast as you could.
No, I didn't.
Yep. Yeah, you did.
I was born
here. You're not
here.
From here, but you got here as fast as you could.
That's not true.
Oh, come and try and take it. Don't tread on me.
Lance, did you see this breaking story?
And you get blue bonnets. Yes.
This breaking story, Lance?
What?
Resident in West Houston was in bed when lightning struck around 2:30 a.m. Hit his house in bed.
Now, I can't hear him. I've turned my volume off, so if he's still talking, I'm talking over him.
He has
I've turned
talking.
My volume off.
Holy crap. How can you be in bed and get struck by lightning,
I am
Lance?
Right now, and if John is, I apologize for talking
him. You're talking
I'm not going to listen to lightning stories about getting inside of a house and hitting
All
right. In bed.
Coming up
while
next.
While he was in bed.
He still can't hear you. Let's go
Holy
to break.
Holy crap.
So this awful
let's
radio
break.
Will end.
9:30
Whatever
ESPN.
John's saying is terrible.
97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Guess what's coming tomorrow? Saharan
what?
Dust. We get hit
what's
with
coming?
Saharan dust tomorrow. Supposed to be a problem for people who are sensitive to dust. It will cause, they say, a haze in the sky. It'll be very noticeable. They say it'll make pretty cool sunrises and sunsets. It's also supposed to help reduce issues with tropical storms, etc., although it's moving in pretty quickly.
Isn't this like the African? Didn't we have an African
this
dust?
Is it. Yeah. This is the
this
thing.
This is it.
Yeah.
It's
coming
dust?
In today.
It's coming in today? So
it's
going to stop
coming
this
in today.
Rain?
It'll be moderate today. It'll be bad
Is it going to stop the rain? And, oh, by the way, the rain has already ruined every golf course because now you got to go cart path only.
Here's an interesting question.
And this one is for John. Like, I won't party with Lance because I don't want to be around him. You have been to, like, social events with Lance.
Yeah.
Is he just a downer all the time?
I'm not usually. Only during pandemics and Sahara dust storms.
Because every time we got this interesting story about a woman who honestly kind of looks like his wife.
I forgot about her.
We got an interesting story.
She doesn't look like my wife. She's Mexican. She doesn't look like my wife.
I don't even know that she's Mexican. I don't think.
Oh, are you saying all Mexicans look alike, though?
I don't think. Wow. I don't even know that she's Mexican. I just said she looks like Nicole.
Wow.
I didn't call her Mexican. He did.
Strike that from the record, Your Honor.
You called her Mexican. I didn't. You did.
She said that.
No, you did.
It's in a video that wasn't released.
That's a lie.
No, you said she looks like Nicole.
Yeah. Did I say
so
she's
therefore
Mexican?
Lance assumed she was Mexican. Mm-hmm. Racist.
No.
Wait, double racist?
No,
double
single racist. I said she looks like someone. He said she's Mexican. I didn't say that.
You can't put a comp on her because now you're being racial.
No.
You're racially profiling.
I didn't say she plays like Nicole. I said she looks like Nicole.
Oh,
I don't think she does.
Well, I mean, does she talk like Nicole?
No. Nicole doesn't say these things.
Does she say
it about different things, but in this tone?
So this is...
Okay.
All right.
She'll sometime get a tone. But not like this.
So this is a woman in front of the Palm Beach County Council, and she is opposed to masks. And she might take it just a tad too far. Let's see.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And the people are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you... Doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned, we gotta get temperatured, the kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now. Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you wanna open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer. Because all of you are practicing the devil's law. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding you all to listen to their rules, why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them? Part of the deep state?
Your time has expired.
The deep state is going down. And if any of you are in the deep state, you're going down with it.
Damn, she played the hits.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every single conspiracy theory, she was knocking them all out. I don't know why Bill Gates. Why? What am I missing on
Bill Gates? Catch
why is he supposed to be in jail?
Didn't he allegedly like create Corona to profit off of it or something? At least
he probably did. Yeah. Why? I heard 5G in there. I heard the 5G conspiracy theory.
I heard Hillary
military
Hillary
stuff.
It.
Deep state. I heard military 6 feet protocol.
Look, honestly, guys, just remember.
I'm gonna say that again. You cannot escape God. Not even with the mask.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It is true.
That's why you're catching a Saharan
dust
now.
That's why knowledge is power.
Catch a Saharan dust.
Because you can't escape
God. I'm just trying to get y'all right with you. Call me a downer. I'm just trying to get
downer.
Y'all right with G.
Who wants
I'm just trying to get y'all right.
In these corona times, you'd be the worst person
this
at
is
a party.
Called a get right.
People
you better
like,
get right.
Man, this COVID's really like bringing
me
down.
You make it into heaven, Dell. You can be, man, I'm glad Lance convinced me that all these wildfires and deep state and 6 feet protocol and the masks and what else did she say? Temperatured.
Mm-hmm. 5G as well.
The 5G.
She and, hey, Dell, she and Lance at a party together? Holy crap.
Oof.
Oh, it's a funeral.
Yeah.
It turned it. This party turned into a funeral.
Well, she would be condemning all of us to hell, while Lance would be saying we're all going to die, which
we're
going to
die anyway.
Yeah.
Right. And she's going to put us all in hell.
I'm not saying we're going to die. I'm just not sure that our college football's coming back like y'all are.
Oh, it's always. See, there it is again.
There
another
it is.
Downer.
There's another downer.
I mean, I'll put it this way.
Lance, how many more people died in the last 20 minutes?
I'll put 100 on it, and y'all put 100 on it, and let's see what happens.
I say, I don't know if we'll finish, but I say they play.
Oh, they'll play.
I'll put 100.
They'll absolutely play.
Because they can't. You've already
Who
said
is
they? They can't survive it.
Oh, college football.
UCLA and USC will play?
Did you see? I don't know. They've already. Oh. They haven't said they're not. In fact, USC.
Put it out there.
Well, USC already
put
said.
Put 5 on it.
USC just put out their plan for guys to come back to campus. So
cool.
they're moving forward, too. So who knows? Willie Taggart's like, none of my guys have tested positive. So I expect. That's what he said. That's what
oh,
he said.
He's a liar.
One of the
see,
great
there's
coaches.
Our first lie.
This is the best coach in college football. Willie Taggart.
Said none of our guys have tested positive. I'm expecting to play. That's what he said.
Great African American.
No, he's one
Willie
of,
Taggart.
One of he's my African American is what he would say.
Is that what he says? Is
look
that
at,
the word?
He would say, look at my African American.
Look at my African American.
Willie Taggart's like, hey man, I got enough problems. Don't endorse me.
Look at my African American over here.
Zero positive tests. That's good.
That's what he said.
That's good. Where is he at?
He's in Florida. In Boca Raton.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's weird. That's wild.
Well, I mean, we haven't heard anything out of Florida, not that they have to announce it. So apparently the Florida school's not susceptible, but the state is.
Aaron, producer from the Blitz, Aaron said, was that Alex Jones's daughter who was there?
Someone said, is that Madi in the future?
Oh.
Is that future Madi?
No, it wouldn't be about that
no.
stuff.
It no, Madi would be.
Would she
would be
very upbeat.
Madi would be no. Madi would be. I saw cleavage on the streets in Miami.
She just wants people not whoring it up. She just doesn't want you tricking around.
Yeah.
That's all. But Madi is actually very upbeat and happy, and she just thinks inappropriate things. When she hears her mom say something, she'll just give me. She turns her eyes to me and kind of shakes her head so her mom can't see. And I'm just like. It's a game we play.
Hold on.
I just look at her and I go,
There's a quote here. You don't think Madi would ever say that?
You cannot escape God. Not
okay, that feels accurate.
I feel like
that
Madi
feels
would
accurate.
Drop that on people.
I don't think she's just going to watch YouTube and roll with all as many conspiracy theories. That one, hey, let me know if you can, Del. Let me know
Why,
if you can.
What do you mean, Del? What about you? Can you? Let me know if you can.
I can't escape him. I'm trying to just stay safe. Look what I have here. You see this? A mask.
Andrew Brandt says, the NFL will do everything it can to trim around the edges. No workouts, training camp, preseason, if necessary, to protect the season. I could certainly see that.
What about practices?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. They're going to go all the way to September. They're going to wait this thing out now and see if we dip. We'll see whether or not we dip or we rise. We'll see. But we're going to see if they dip, and wait this thing out. Don't bring guys back. Let's find out and get together in September, a month of practice, and then let's go play football in October.
Tell you, if the NFL watches all these other sports, bubble or not, find a way to get through it, they're like, we think it could be done. Even with the situation being
NFL's gonna be the team.
Completely different. They'll say, there's momentum for sports to be played in this country. Let's see if we can do
it. The NFL, I do feel, I feel no confidence that college goes, and they really have to. And I just, there's so many kids, there's going to be such an outcry of, you're not paying the kids and you're asking them to die. And it'll be stuff like that. And I think college just won't go. Pros, I think, will go. I think pros will go. It's, there are guys who are, some of them are family. You know, have families, so they're more likely to stay at home anyway. It is a job. There's real money on the line that they don't want to miss out on. I think the pros will go. I really do. I hope some form of college football goes. I think it gets harder with the outcrying of Twitter. I honestly do. I just think people are going to be outraged that you ask young men to put their lives on the line. That's what's going to be the. I think that's going to be what you start to hear from the general public, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, you'll hear positive results. Which you know, right now, if they run through a team, it's actually advantageous for a team.
I would say that 6-week lead up, which I think either begins July 1st or July 8th, maybe depending on when your game is, that will determine college football. If once they say, everyone come back, we'll quarantine you and with no really kids on campus, we'll practice for that 6 weeks. If if those cases don't pop up and training camps have to be shut down, they'll give it a go. And then we'll have to see how things play out. If they can get through that 6 week uptick in football activities with a lack of outbreaks, I think college football will be like, we'll see. We'll see.
Paul Kubelik from the SEC Network and from Jocks Radio in Birmingham, Alabama. They've hardcore SEC following, especially Alabama. He put out just for his listeners, he put out a poll about masks. And 73%, he said, do not wear masks. They will not wear masks. And this is just the general population. They're going through a spike right now. And I said, well, Cole, it's funny you say that because I had a conversation on my radio show where I asked if Alabama knew they could get football fans. If football fans knew they had a better chance of getting football, do you think they would wear masks? He said, honestly, I think the number would go to 50%. I think you would see fans willing to do that. He goes, I don't think it's higher than that, though. I think in this area, it's just so politicized. He said, I don't think the number would get higher than 50.
What is the politics?
I'm just,
what the bleep is wrong with people? That's not politics. It's trying to be safe. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's not politics. Can we stop saying that? It's not. There's no politicizing. You don't vote. You either stay safe with a mask and keep other people safe. And really, the reason that you wear a mask is so that you're not infecting other people. It's not so that you get infected. It's so that you're protecting other people from you. That's what you're doing. You're keeping your germs away from other people. Wear the flipping mask. It's 9:48. That's so dumb, political. 9:46, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You cannot escape God.
I feel like there's other cuts you could pull out of that one, too.
Yes.
Well, no, it's not the one that hits home.
You cannot escape God.
She said it multiple times.
Yeah, but you can't.
Well, and that's why I'm emphasizing what the woman said. That might be the only rational thing she said.
Oh, so we can get scanned for your temperature? Is this a problem? What's the temperature? I got news for y'all. Y'all can track my phone for contact trace, get my temperature. What kind of life do you think I live?
You mean besides frequent trips to massage parlors?
That's not true.
Well, your credit card says otherwise.
I know. Your credit card says yes, you did.
My credit card's got 6 of them in one day. I'm like, what the? Actually, no, it's 5. It's 4 to one place, and 1 is a $100 gift card. And I'm like,
man.
And my fraud, the fraud department. Now, maybe the fraud department shut it down after those went through, and they won't go through because they're pending. Maybe the Chick-fil-A was the one that shut it all down. I don't know. But I'm glad I have the fraud department catching that. For those who missed it, I got a fraud alert, and it was about a Chick-fil-A $50 gift card. And they said, is this you? And I went, no. They said, okay, well, check your – and a text came back, check your purchases and make sure. And I check it, and I'm like, what the hell? First of all, there's one Apple one. I'm not sure that one's accurate either. It's for $18. And I don't know what I – like, what would I get from Apple that's $18?
Yeah, have a subscription to, like, something, because Apple's, depending on what it is.
Yeah, Hulu, but I don't think I have a subscription in
Apple Music.
How do you know?
I don't have Apple Music.
How do you know Snacks didn't take your card to Chick-fil-A?
No.
And Drake had your card at the massage parlor.
Because Snacks is busy watching wrestling on YouTube for 20 out of 24 hours. And Drake is working the rest of the time. So it couldn't have been that. And the card doesn't matter if the card's in my possession, apparently, because people went buck nutty with it yesterday. Somebody did. I mean, I would feel like if they took it to a place and they hit it four times, isn't that a pretty good sign that that place is somehow is responsible for this too? Somebody at that location?
I'm sure that credit card place has seen guys make frequent trips to places like that. I'm like, well, he's just another one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
No, but they don't have the card, though. I guess you can make copies. I don't know how it works.
You got, if you know somebody there, just take this, write this number down. That's why it's at the massage parlor, because you don't need the card. You just tell the person, and then they put it in, and they'll. But you got to know them. If you don't have the card, you can't walk into somewhere.
Oh, they I forgot my card. Here's the number. Yeah,
no.
And I have had this happen before when, and I was warned about this, and somebody in the neighborhood said, hey, there's a gas station where there's something that's attached to one of the scanners that is copying the cards. And multiple people in the neighborhood got hit at that location. So I guess that that is something that can happen. It can be put outside of the knowledge of the gas station. There are people who can place something on those card readers at some of them, I guess. And that's how they are able to pirate them. I don't know. Y'all better give me back my money. That's all I know.
Hey, great article this morning by Jason Whitlock. It says Jack Dorsey is the most powerful man in football. Y'all know who Jack Dorsey is?
Another name, Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey is Twitter's founder.
Oh, that's how I know it. Okay.
He talked about, Jason Whitlock talked about his high school experience. And then his he played at Ball State. He played on the offensive line. About his coach in high school calling him the P word in front of the whole team, and it changed his life for the next 3 years. I tried to annihilate every kid. He got to Ball State, and he hated his first coach, and he was a jerk, and couldn't. And the guy left for Navy, and then he loved his second coach. But he said, I'm glad I played for both those guys. As an adult, I understand what the first coach, he was trying to bully me. I was lazy, irresponsible, and entitled. I didn't have that self-awareness as a kid. And then he loved the other coach who was good, and he played well for him. I'm glad there was no Twitter when I played football. I would have publicly lashed out rather than accepting the challenge of improving and evolving. We're raising soft kids, kids who constantly have their victimhood affirmed. Any uncomfortable interaction between a white coach and a black player is proof of racism. If I'm a coach, regardless of my race, I would not engage with my players on anything unrelated to X's and O's. And you know what? The truth is, that is going to be the case. And maybe that's good, but even if you are victimized by not playing, if you're victimized by a coach thinking that you're lazy, if you're victimized, you're going to feel the victim, and you're going to probably face Twitter wrath. You're probably going to face public perception of you being a racist because you're a white coach and you are trying to get the most out of your black player. And because now, if you don't think I'm great, if you don't think that, you know, that I'm doing, if you're hard on me, if you coach me hard, then, you know, there's a chance that you could be racist. And you know what? That's where this is all headed. I wholeheartedly agree with him that this is, I mean, listen, there's no place in some of the things that Chris Doyle was saying, or, you know, and you know, back to the hood stuff and all of that stuff that coaches have got to get that out of their lexicon. They've got to change their ways. But you still got to coach hard. You still got to be able to tell a kid that he's got to be better. And there's a chance that that's not going to happen. You're going to be too afraid to do it because you got a chance that you're going to lose your job.
Well, the only thing that's going to alter that is if guys in the locker room, players of color, stand up and say, no, we're good with it. That's, you know, if there's a player, you're always going to have a player here or there who isn't happy. And if they are speaking out of turn, I mean, if it's legit, it's legit. But if it's not, and it's just harder coaching or trying to get the best out of a player to give them, you know,
well,
on a personal level, sometimes you do. Look, sometimes you do. There has been so many stories about players who have role models and father figures who were coaches in high school, in college, sometimes even in the pros. That's a normal thing. But yeah, I think everyone has to watch their step now. You don't want to say the wrong thing that gets you in trouble. But I don't want to overdo it because I think there is some common sense. I know we think that there's no such thing as common sense at all. Ooh. But no, I know. And I know how it seems in a bubble.
I don't want to believe in someone else's common sense anymore.
Yeah, I don't have great. I think it's when people who aren't involved get involved.
Well,
like the Twitter mass hysteria.
Right.
When you don't context, but you're speaking on it like you know.
Right.
That's a problem.
And here's the thing. Is one disgruntled guy that's not playing, that feels like he's being disrespected, that feels like he's a victim of this coach, and he puts it out there about the coach. The other players could come to his rescue, but forget about it. It's out there. And once it's out there, that's the label on that coach.
If players come to your rescue, you're fine. That's what happened with Dabo. And that one player who said something said, well, that's just what I heard. I feel kind of bad about putting that out there. This guy put it out on Twitter. He didn't have a ton of followers, a former player, and it turned into a big firestorm. And then he sent a tweet out saying, I kind of feel bad about putting that out there. And then other players jumped on him. Yeah, you should have. You don't know this. You were out of line for that. That's not even accurate. Well, that's what I had heard from somebody. It is going to be a player.
Well, that's one case. But there's plenty of cases of if a kid is disgruntled, that Twitter just gets behind him. And, you know, hey, the retractions are never as forceful as the initial allegation.
Twitter doesn't retract.
What has happened to any coach when something wasn't verified? Like when, say, a player in an extreme case takes a shot at a coach because he's not playing, he doesn't think it's fair, and he just say he tells a lie on Twitter. What actually happens to these coaches if someone says no, that didn't happen, you're lying, you're just being out of line? I don't remember a lot of coaches being fired for unverifiable instances. In fact, most of the time I feel like not the players, but the administration isn't in a rush unless it's a preponderance of evidence. So I get what you're saying. Guys may go out of their way because they feel put upon and things aren't going their way. But I don't think universities are just looking to fire guys without any actual evidence. It may be something that Twitter latches on to for a week. But the Clemson wide receiver coach or whatever he is,
that's true.
That guy actually said a word. And you know what? Nothing happened because you know what Dabo said? That's my guy. He's not going anywhere.
No, that's true. But the scarlet letter is still on you. You still carry that.
For who? Do we know any of the names? Do we remember these guys?
No, I don't. It feels like that, but it may not be, John, because the mob mentality moves on to the next thing relatively quickly. It's just a firestorm for 3 days.
In fact, do you know that Clemson coach's name?
But he's known in the business, and getting a job, getting his next job maybe, because at the press conference, or hey, you hired that guy that dropped an N-bomb.
Well, no, isn't that? But if you're known in the business, I think that coaches, what you're talking about is in the business is not a problem. It's going to be the people who are looking out for whatever they're looking out for would be the harder thing for
him. And by the way, he is the guy who dropped an N-bomb. That wasn't a non-story. He did say it. So if he is the guy who dropped an – yeah, because he said it.
Right. There's a context, though.
Right.
No, I'm not saying the context, whatever, but I'm firmly on the side is don't say it, don't be stupid. You did something stupid, and now it came back to bite you. But he is the guy who said it. We're talking about fake stories where guys are just using it as an opportunity to get after a coach who they felt like was treated unfairly. I don't see those coaches getting run out the door because anytime we hear about it, there's another player who said
he did it.
But
we're at the front end potentially, though, Dell. I mean, we're at the front end of that. We really have started to see it really over the last month. We saw it at USM. There was something that came out. We know about Clemson. And there's some other sports as well, but I think we're in the very early stages of what John's talking about. Not because historically, no, you're right. I think it maybe is getting overplayed a little too much. Some of this I feel like is projecting what's going to happen. Am I wrong, John?
No, you're not. I don't think you're wrong. I think
that's what I'm.
I think that yes, Twitter is. extremely. We don't go to Chuba, didn't go to the coach and say, what the bleep? He went straight to Twitter, and everybody now has got opinion. Mike, you don't think Mike Gundy's got a scarlet A? Oh, yeah, he does. He's got a scarlet letter.
Well, some other stuff came out, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he wore an OAN shirt. That's right.
Well, in
1989. He wore a T-shirt. Oh, yeah. And yeah, well, right, the other one from 1989, right. No, that happened. Alfred Williams happened. That happened. There's no question. But you know, he totally denies it. I don't know. But Gundy's got – there's no question Gundy's got a scarlet letter. And, you know, it started with Chuba, and then it escalated from there.
And he had
now, is Gundy – I don't know. I've never heard Gundy say the N-word. I don't know.
He has a scarlet letter, but what happened to Gundy other than he had to make a couple videos?
Well,
yeah, nothing we'll so see. Far.
We'll see if Gundy gets renewed. We'll see how recruiting goes now because it's all public because of Twitter. And if recruiting doesn't go well, if he can't get players anymore, then Gundy won't have a job.
Is there a bag in – I'm sorry. Are there no bags anymore?
In Stillwater, do they not provide bags anymore?
Do they have a bag company?
Yeah. Does Stillwater have an in-house bag company?
Is the in-house bag company not worked? Is that – I can't take this blood money. Is that how that works? Or no.
No. No. I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Recruiting could still go okay.
And no offense, Oklahoma State, but they're not exactly a recruiting power. Now, it could actually get worse, certainly, if people are like, yeah, I'm not going to play for the guy who said
the N-word. They got a lot of good players there.
Maybe they identify guys. That's fine, but they're not a recruiting power. So I don't know how much it'll affect them. But you know what? If Gundy did say the N-word and Alfred Williams and his teammates have backed it up, it should affect his recruiting, even if it happened years ago. Because said it.
No. Absolutely it should. Absolutely it should. But, notwithstanding, the other crap could have affected him as well.
Let me ask Dell a serious question here. Do you think people can grow and get better from being 19? Because we always talk about, well, man, this kid's making mistakes when he's 19 and 20. This is a little bit of a devil's advocate because racism is a little bit more deeply entrenched. But because I've seen people who I know from when they were younger kids really make drastic changes in terms of their ideas of race relations. Do you think that 21-year-old Mike Gundy, he might be a different guy now, 31 years later?
He might be, but if he said it and hasn't apologized for it, then I don't care how much he's grown. Admit to what you said.
Right, now he didn't. Yeah, now he said he didn't say it. It came out in the paper. Alfred Williams said it. Did other players say it,
yeah,
too?
Other players on that Colorado team said it. Yeah. So Mike Gundy may have grown. He may be a different person. He may have never said the word since. But you know what? I'm not the one he offended directly. Alfred Williams says, I don't even want Mike Gundy fired. I just want an apology.
Yeah.
So how can I take his growth as serious if he actually said it, if you want to apologize to the man he said it to?
Because you never, ever, ever admit anything.
Yeah. All right, then I can't buy into any of his
growth. You gonna apologize to your girlfriend? Apologize for going there. I know it was you. I wasn't there. It wasn't me.
I didn't go.
It's a trap.
Well,
doesn't matter. I don't need that heat. That's it.
That's
fine.
I didn't do it. Then don't sell me on Mike Gundy's growth. Then if he grew.
Sure, he's also smarter. You don't admit anything.
Well, then
10:05.
Protect your ass. But no, then there is no growth.
10:05. ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.